This podcast on WSIU.org is a member-supported service of WSIU Public Radio. Your contributions help provide WSIU's online programming. Call 800-745-9748 or give online at WSIU.org. And thanks.
It's 76 degrees in Carbondale, 75 in Mount Vernon, and 74 in Olney at 7:04. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Fuller. Look for a partly cloudy sky this morning, then clearing, the high of 93 degrees. It'll be breezy today with winds from the southwest at 15 to 25 miles an hour. That's prompting a lake wind advisory until around 7 o'clock tonight. It's also increasing the risk of a fire danger, so you'll want to be careful and avoid burning if possible. A noted food systems analyst says the growing trend toward buying local foods and supporting local farms could be part of the key to turning the nation's economy around. Ken Meter is president of Crossroads Research Center, which recently studied Southern Illinois' food purchasing habits and found nearly every dollar spent on food goes out of this region. Meter says an increased awareness among consumers and producers will help local farmers support their local economies, and that could spur further growth.
I think this really is the path to economic recovery in the United States. Well, the one issue we can't get political leaders to talk about right now is the fact that our economy has been taking wealth out of our rural areas for decades. And I think food is one way we're going to really launch that conversation.
Meter's study found Southern Illinoisans spend roughly $1.8 billion annually on food, and $1.7 billion of that pays for food that is shipped in from outside the region. The study is in partnership with FoodWorks. You can get more information at eatsouthernillinois.org. After years of cutbacks, probation officers were hoping for a funding bump in next year's proposed state budget. Instead, they're facing even deeper cuts. Brian Mackey has more.
Probation, a sentence used for low-level offenders instead of prison, is under the control of the Illinois Supreme Court. Chief Justice Tom Kilbride says budgets have been slashed over the past decade.
And as a result of that, it's clogging up the court systems. Not all offenders are being properly assessed or fully assessed. And in the low-risk category, a lot of those offenders are kind of skating through the system.
That's from earlier this spring, when Kilbride made a personal appeal to legislative leaders to restore some of those cuts. He was not successful. John McCabe is a lobbyist for Illinois probation officers. He says they're facing a 13% cut. Counties actually pay for probation, so McCabe says this is effectively a $7.5 million cost shift onto local governments. He says they'll be asking themselves a question.
Can we afford to do this? And can we continue to listen to the broken promises of the state to be an equal partner in funding probation?
Governor Pat Quinn says he'll take action on the legislature's budget proposal by the end of the month. I'm Brian Mackey.
Back in January, President Barack Obama called on states to raise the minimum age at which students can drop out of high school. But almost 6 months later, his idea seems to be about as popular as a homework assignment on a Friday afternoon. Only one state has raised its dropout age to 18, and that won't take effect for five more years. Even lawmakers in Obama's home state of Illinois wouldn't go along with the proposal, despite an endorsement from the governor. They quickly dumped the issue into the limbo of a special study commission after it became clear there wasn't enough money to support it. When it comes to bullying in schools, teachers are in a tough spot. Rosalind Wiseman is a school bullying expert. She's set to visit various locations across Illinois this week and says Illinois school administrators do care about the bullying issue.
We've been working in partnership to develop a program where educators could come and learn about the very concrete ways to positively impact the culture of their classroom so that every kid has the best chance of being treated with dignity.
Wiseman says teachers and administrators also often struggle to figure out just who the correct perpetrator of bullying is, especially when all the facts are difficult to ascertain. But doing nothing, she says, is not a good option either. Wiseman will be giving four seminars across Illinois this week. The one in our region is Thursday at John A. Logan College in Carterville. A rare Boeing B-29 Super Fortress bomber will touch down at the Southern Illinois Airport today. The plane, known as Fifi, is the only remaining airworthy B-29 in the country. The plane is part of the Commemorative Air Force and currently on tour in the U.S. and Canada. The plane is piloted by SIU Carbondale alum David Oliver. Fifi will stop overnight in Carbondale. It's all coming along with a P-51 Mustang and is expected to arrive around 4 o'clock this afternoon. We'll see a partly cloudy sky this morning, then clearing today and breezy, high 93.